Today is Friday, the 1st of August, the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori, in the 17th week of Ordinary Time. The monks of Cair Moussa sing, Lord Jesus, we await your coming in faith, more sure of seeing your day than a watchman awaiting the dawn. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Jesus came to his home and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there, because of their unbelief.
Jesus goes home, where they are not impressed by this local boy turned rabbi. Neither his preaching nor his healing power can overcome their prejudice against him. Imagine yourself in the synagogue of Nazareth. How do you see yourself reacting to Jesus? Matthew tells us that Jesus did not work many miracles in Nazareth because of their lack of faith. Often, in moments of healing or forgiveness in the Gospels, Jesus says to someone, your faith has saved you. How would you feel if he said this to you? Listening again to this challenging reading, notice what words strike you and how you respond to them.
Jesus came to his home and began to teach the people in their synagogue, so that they were astounded and said, "Where did this man get this wisdom and these deeds of power? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And are not his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And are not all his sisters with us? Where then did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their own country and in their own house." And he did not do many deeds of power there because of their unbelief.
Is there anything that makes it difficult or challenging for you to accept the power of Jesus in your life? Or do you feel able to make an act of faith in him? Take time to tell him what is in your heart. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end. Amen.